My guest at this time is Gail Trotter. She is president of the American Women's Alliance. She is also a regular panelist on the Media Buzz program on the Fox News Channel. She joins us now to discuss the media's performance during and after the horrific racial violence in Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday, both in its coverage of the events and of President Trump's response. And Gail, thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
Well, let's start with the politics side of things. A lot of people, even quite a few elected Republicans, were pretty critical of President Trump for generally condemning the violence on many sides, as he put it, rather than specifically condemning white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and groups like that, as he did on Monday. How big of a mistake was that on his part, and what do you think of the amount of attention paid to that part of the statement by the media?
His statement on Saturday was a good statement. He was getting a lot of criticism from the media generally and some of the Republicans, elected Republicans, Republican thought leaders speaking out about it. And he was getting criticized for not coming out and giving any comment on it. Then he came out Saturday afternoon, people listened to it, and he was condemning violence from all sources, and he gave a very strong statement about how he wanted to make America great again, and we were going to make America great for all people. And it was a very judicious statement given right in the middle as events were unfolding. It was not exactly clear how it was going to wind up at the very end of it, and it was a very judicious statement. Then all of Sunday, all you heard was criticism of him that he had not specifically named names. And if you were listening to CNN on Monday morning, every single panelist who was on there and the hosts were apoplectic that he had not, quote, named names, end quote. Then he comes out later on Monday with a statement that was very strong, and he said, and I quote, "Racism is evil. Those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law, and we are equal under our Constitution. Those who spread violence in the name of bigotry strike at the very core of America." You would think that would answer the accusations that President Trump did not name names, and yet as soon as he issued that statement, the media continued to criticize him for being 2 days late. If you looked at a tweet put out by NBC News, it was a very not too subtle jab at the president, saying that he condemned it, but it was 2 days after the fact, trying to make some point that the time lapse had some significance to it.
Gail, if he had mentioned the groups by name on Saturday, do you think the media criticism would be non-existent or less than it is now?
That is a great question. I do not think that it would have mattered. They would have seized on something else. And if all else fails, they have continued to criticize him for what they saw as fomenting violence, for encouraging these alt-right, neo-Nazi, white supremacist groups. So even if what he had said on Saturday included specifically naming white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and fascists, it would not have been enough. He would have continued to have been criticized.
Mike Pence told NBC News that he believes the media has actually paid more attention to Trump's comments than to the horrific acts themselves. First of all, do you agree with that? And secondly, is it helpful or unhelpful for him to point that out?
That's a great question. I believe that when you listen to MSNBC, CNN, you read the New York Times, the Washington Post, certainly there have been many, including Bloomberg. I heard a Bloomberg reporter today saying that President Trump made this episode about himself. And if anything, that charge should be laid at the feet of the media, because they turned it from being a news story where they were reporting on what was happening, and they turned all of the focus over to President Trump and his reaction. And there are many, many videos of President Trump disavowing this, I would call it, demonic ideology of white supremacy and fascism. And this predated him even capturing the Republican nomination before any of these elections recently. And it is never enough for people who want to demonize President Trump by tarring him with an association with people who are violent racists.
How significant is the fact that the Justice Department is launching a full-scale investigation into this? In other words, actions versus words.
They should. They should launch a full-scale investigation. And, you know, being a lawyer, I understand about burdens of proof and the presumption of innocence. And yet we see that what was happening on Saturday, a lot of those protections that we hold dear under our Constitution are lost. There is a race to judgment. There is a race to pretend that people understand everything that went on Saturday. No one understands the full scope of what occurred on Saturday, and there needs to be a full-scale investigation. And as President Trump and his Department of Justice promised, justice will be done. And it is very easy for those who are looking at the heartbreaking situation of the woman, Heather, who was mowed down by a violent evildoer, that there needs to be justice, not only for her, but for her family and her community. And the idea that it is not ever acceptable to express political viewpoints through violence, and certainly in this circumstance, the vivid pictures that everyone has seen of that attack going on should drive home to everyone that the rule of law is important to prevent these things from happening in the future.
One of the reasons why some people believe that the president referred to violence on many sides in that first public statement on Saturday is because of the presence of the Antifa groups that were clashing with the white supremacists. And obviously, when you look at the truly disturbing pictures of the white supremacists with their torch rally up at the University of Virginia the night before, and of course, the horrific act you just mentioned with the suspect mowing down pedestrians and actually killing one of them, that those actions just dwarf anything that Antifa might have done in this situation. But the explanation from some Trump defenders is that's why he made it more general on Saturday. So do you think the focus on the white supremacists is about where it should be, or should there be more time on Antifa as well?
I think it's a continuing conversation that we need to have. I think one of the most beautiful, inspiring pictures that came out of the Charlottesville episode this past Saturday, I don't know if you've seen it, but it was a picture of an African-American police officer standing in front of a barricade guarding the lives of these demonic people who are in favor of white supremacy and against his very existence. And that is something that we as Americans can take as inspiration for how to overcome this type of violence. It's no more correct to have this type of violence for any political ideology. And when you look at the violence that has been sponsored by this Antifa movement, they call themselves anti-fascists. They say that they're opposing fascism, and yet when you look at the riots that they were behind in Berkeley, if you look at the Inauguration Day, which thankfully, because we had such great security on Inauguration Day, that only resulted in limos being burned, stores being broken into, Trump supporters having eggs thrown at them, intimidation, verbal intimidation. But because of the security at the inauguration, stronger violence was averted. But certainly, people who subscribe to that Antifa ideology should be held to account for the violence that they are continuing to mount, particularly on college campuses, to shut down discussion, to shut down opposing views that they do not want college students to hear. They should be called to account for that, too, as well.
Last topic here, Gail, and at least CBS is doing this. I don't know if others have, but CBS getting quite a bit of blowback here on Monday morning when their morning anchor, Nora O'Donnell, started talking about some numbers of domestic terrorism attacks attributed to quote-unquote right-wing individuals or organizations versus Islamic extremism. And here's what she had to say.
This is believed to be the largest white supremacist demonstration in over a decade. We went and looked at the data. And in fact, between 2001 and 2016, there were nearly three times as many fatal attacks by right-wing extremists than Islamic extremists in the U.S. What does the Justice Department need to be doing?
She was talking to Attorney General Jeff Sessions at the time. According to the numbers from the Government Accountability Office, since September 12th, 2001, there's been 62 incidents of right-wing terrorism, according to the government, and 23 examples of Islamic terrorism, actually more deaths with the Islamic terrorism. Obviously, those numbers set up the day after 9/11. What do you make of that type of definition of the numbers and what type of narrative they might be trying to craft here?
If this weren't such a serious topic, this would be so laughable, because how can you possibly start any type of calculation about terrorism that doesn't include 9/11, which was formative for anyone who experienced that, and it has been a major part of our foreign policy and, in fact, the entire restructuring of our government based on the 9/11 attacks. And it must be repeated over and over again that these groups, radical Islamic terrorists, Antifa, any white supremacists, the KKK, they are all part of the same type of ideology, because they believe in violence to achieve political means. They do not believe in the rule of law. And when you think about the type of wrist slapping that frequently that protesters and violent people get, instead of a very strong response to the justice system with long prison sentences and making sure that communities are safe from this type of intimidation, you understand that when CBS and these other news stations make reports like this, they're not making these reports in order to make sure that Americans are safer. They're making these reports in order to support a political proposition that Republicans and conservatives are dangerous to the American experiment.
Gail, a lot to go through. Thank you very much for your thoughts. I'm sure the debate will continue. Have a great day.
As it will. Great to be with you.
Gail Trotter is president of the American Women's Alliance. She's also a regular panelist on the Media Buzz program on the Fox News Channel. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.